Priestley with Martin Bester.
Lots of people weighing in on the school debate this morning. Yes, like, I mean, imagine if you had to make that decision. Do you open the schools or keep them open, or do you close them? Even hearing from doctors this morning. But first, this one.
Morning, Martin. It's Kerry speaking. Now, I think they should certainly close the schools. I'm a school teacher, and we are seeing that the numbers are steadily increasing in the numbers of amounts of children getting this corona, and it's really, really bad. And so I think rather just close the schools, say, for 2 months, and then come back after that. And they can just sit at home and listen to Jacaranda, the best station ever by far.
Bless you.
Morten, ek is in 2 maande. Laas week alleen het 4 mense in my kantoor COVID opgetel. So dit was baie scary, omrede ek simptome gewys het. Maar my ding is, nie al die ouers het die geld vir wifi en internet nie. So ek weet met die eerste lockdown, dit was verskriklik moeilik vir my, want ek het nie geld vir wifi en internet nie.
It's tough, eh? Depends who you ask. I even got this voice note in from Dr. L this morning.
Hi there, Martin. Good morning. This is Dr. L speaking. I'm a general practitioner, and I can just confirm the schools are definitely a vector for COVID getting into homes. Every single COVID case in an adult and grandparents as well that I'm treating have a common factor that one of the school kids that children belonging to the family test positive, as low as 6 years old, from 6 all the way to 18. I've tested many kids during this pandemic with adults, and they all test positive. It seems the history wise also is that the child presents with a runny nose, a bit of a cough and a bit of a fever, and nothing serious, definitely nothing serious, but just enough to spread it around the house. And what do we sit with? We sit with exactly what is happening now. The absolute situation of the Department of Health and the Department of Education having no platform whatsoever to discuss closing schools, and just plowing ahead, Department of Education under Angie, just plowing ahead. Kids must write exams. Nonsense. A kid does not have to write exams. If at this stage teachers can't evaluate children, then they can write exams after the wave. But heavens, most teachers should be able to evaluate a child by now. I absolutely agree that schools should be closed immediately. And otherwise we're in trouble. Our hospitals are just bearing the brunt now, just starting, and they're full already, a lot on divert. So really, an argument about stopping the vector that spreads the disease, that's about like putting the mosquito does not give malaria, so let's not spray the mosquitoes. Please, it's time to close the schools.
It's from Dr. L, coming out quite strongly there. Kids as young as 6, eh? Young success, but positive toots for COVID. I mean, there's some symptoms that may be mild, but that's how you carry it.
My question is, okay, so let's close the schools. How long?
And only the schools, because then you shut the schools down, and then where's the next one? And that's when we're back in March, June next year. It's so hard. I hear what the doctor is saying. I hear what the one side is saying. I don't have kids, but I hear what some parents are saying. Also hear what the other ones are saying. How tough a decision is this?
Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.